This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that is the home of the, well, let's think about who this is the home of. They are the home of the binary trigger, Salus, Reformation, the list goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So it's Wednesday night, so that means it is, the spotlight is on the weaponized woman, and that's Keita Bussey, and tonight Keita is here alone. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Bill? How are you?
Not that much. I've been seeing you sitting astride a Harley.
Ah, once or twice.
Yeah? Did you get to give it away?
We're working on it.
Do you want to go ahead and publicize that? Is that I know that's for one of your charities you work for. Please do.
Yes. So I am in Florida right now at Daytona Bike Week, which is pretty cool. We've got the bike featured at All Out Power Sports. It is a custom Harley designed by Max Martini of Sergeant Will Gardner, the unit 13 hours, got the Terminator 2 on there. It's got Gary Sinise, you know, Lieutenant Dan, those guys all signed it. So the gas tank alone is worth probably $25,000.
Sure.
So this is a fundraiser for veterans, LE, and first responders. If you want to buy tickets, go to www.specopscharity.com/Harley fundraiser. That's www.specopscharity.com/Harley fundraiser. Tickets are only $10 a piece. The more you buy, the more you get free.
Now, this is sort of a continuation of the interview I did with Max Martini in Vegas, right? This is Sergeant Will Gardner, the film where he's giving 30% of the proceeds to veterans organizations. That young fellow seems to have a real soft spot for veterans.
Yes, and he's working closely with us. All three of these actors are. And they're actually putting on a Harley riding clinic. So our program is Find Your Tribe. So we take, you know, veterans, LE, first responders with PTSD who, you know, once you experience something traumatic like that, you're not the same person you were before. It's hard to find where you belong. And we introduce them to programs for whatever they're interested in to help keep them engaged and keep them with groups of people that are going to continue to bring them out and participate in something where they sort of create their own culture, sort of like a family atmosphere. It's not just a one-and-done, one-day clinic. It's a lifestyle change. So I had the firearms training department. We've got some guys running Harley clinics. We've got fly fishing. I mean, basically anything you can dream of, we are inserting veterans into whatever their interests might be. And then we track their progress from the beginning all the way through the end and hook them up with mentors, so it's a continuing process. So it's a really good program filling in gaps that are very blatantly missing in the veterans programs that exist right now.
Now, when you guys set up something like this, when you start this contest or this movement or this process or anything, does the VA ever come to you and say, hey, we love what you're doing. Can we help you in any way? Or is this 100% your efforts?
You're funny.
The answer to that should be yes.
The answer to that is no. The answer to that is this is where the VA is dropping the ball, and we as citizens who have been given our freedom to ride, to shoot, whatever it may be that you're interested in, we've been given those freedoms by these people who have gone to fight for it. And now we as a community need to step in and fill in those gaps that are missing, the gaps the government is not filling.
Which, as I saw, now yours is a fairly big effort, isn't it? You got some powerhouse players helping yours.
We've got some heavy hitters. We are working very hard to bring down the suicide rate by changing the lifestyles of these veterans, LE, and first responders. Because it's so easy to just stay in bed and mope around and not talk to anybody and nobody understands. But we want to hook them up with a mentor who's sort of an accountability buddy, someone who's going to drag their butts out of bed and get them out on the range, get them on a bike, get them out fly fishing, get them out hunting, whatever it may be that they already have interest in, until it becomes a habit to go out and do that rather than staying in bed feeling sorry for themselves, which, you know, it's not just them feeling sorry for themselves. They went through something really serious. And they're trying to cope with that. So we're trying to help them come to terms with it and keep them involved in something that keeps them in the moment, keeps them engaged, keeps their mind off the path, and helps them put that stuff to bed.
Now, see, if it was me and I was trying to win that thing, that would take my mind off of it, because I don't know how to ride a motorcycle. It's been 40 years since I've ridden one. And even then, I didn't do a very good job. So if I won the motorcycle, then I would have to go take the clinic. And that would take my mind off some other things that I might have been mulling over. So that's pretty decent, good depth as far as how deep you guys go with this stuff.
Yeah, and we're actually going to be reaching out to Harley to see if they'll work with us on doing some of these clinics. And hopefully they'll approve it and take it over, but we'll be approaching them to see if they're interested in doing that. They're a pretty giving company, and I think they'd be happy to help us with that.
Now, at what point when you guys are engaging these veterans and trying to help these veterans, at what point do they get out there and say, okay, our work here is done? Does that ever happen? I mean,
that really never happens, because once you have PTSD, that's a lifelong battle. So it needs to continue. They need to continue to be involved in something that's going to keep them engaged.
Right.
So they don't fall back into old patterns. They
need
to continue a lifestyle change.
I would imagine that it's harder on the younger guys. Is it harder on the younger guys? No data on that one?
I've seen younger guys who are newly back and they can't see the forest from the trees. And then I've seen the older guys who have sort of worked through it, but still have a lot of baggage they're carrying with them. So I wouldn't say it's harder on one group than the other. I would say everyone has their cross to bear.
Sure.
And it's just a different cross to bear.
Well, we're coming up on the first break, and Keita now has a website in addition to a book, in addition to a charity she's working with. So real quick, tell everybody how they can find all three of those things.
All right. First of all, the charity, since we've been talking about that, www.secopscharity.com/Harley fundraiser. Get your tickets, $10 each. It raises money for veterans, LE, and first responders. My website is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Your book?
My book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available at Amazon.
Absolutely a martial art type book for the modern day warrior. We'll be right back. It's The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. We're actually talking about her charity before this. Now let's get down to, you wanted to discuss what you have to go through when you're trying to train people that have a physical disability.
Yes.
How does one prepare for that? Because I imagine the physical disabilities are there's quite a variety of them.
Yes, very much so. And that's where my nursing background comes in.
Oh,
so
okay.
with a program that where we're helping veterans, a lot of them are going to have disabilities where they're in a wheelchair or they have prosthetics or even a brain injury where they can't remember things for long periods of time. So with people in wheelchairs, what I did was I went to study a man in a wheelchair. He was a police officer, was shot 5 times on duty. He was actually on the show as a guest of mine previously. So I worked with him on how to move more efficiently through a stage, and he was already a competitive shooter. And I was able to take a full second off of him doing his reloads by splitting it up into two positions rather than doing it all in one spot. And if he did it as a tack reload, where the magazine was between his fingers, that gave him more finger availability to be able to move the chair. We also worked on setting up to get out of positions rather than setting up facing directly toward the target, because that took too long to turn the chair around. But there were a lot of things that we found to drop off time, and I ended up taking about 10 seconds off of his field courses, which is a lot, because for someone running around, it's probably a 15 to 20 second stage. For someone in a wheelchair, it's a 40 to 80 second stage, depending on their shooting skill.
Yeah, I would imagine 10 seconds is a lot. Now, when you're working that, and I guess that's probably a little more interesting to work your physical disability with something like shooting than it is to be on the floor and practice rolling over and pushing yourself over and getting up. And that's probably a little more enjoyable.
I had to do that too, you know, when I was a nurse, which is why I understand the body mechanics and how to help them be more efficient. I had to start somewhere. But now with the knowledge I have of movement and shooting sports, I can apply my knowledge from nursing and helping people rehab to the shooting sports. And I've also trained guys with prosthetic legs how to run around. And what I found with them is that if, let's say, they have a prosthetic leg on the right-hand side, on their right leg, and they're moving laterally left to right, they have to rotate that leg outward when they set up in their shooting position so that they have a front-to-back motion as they roll through that position. If they have a lateral side-to-side movement, it's not as stable, and their body just doesn't want to move that way.
Right.
So that's taken off a lot of time. Also, when they set up in a position, they are trying to feel where their prosthetic leg has to go, because something in their brain tells them they can still feel where their foot has to land, but they can't, obviously. They can't feel it. So I have to train them to look at the spot where the foot has to go and not take their eyes off of that spot until they know their foot is going to land exactly where it needs to be to engage the targets they're trying to engage. Otherwise, they end up overrunning a position, stopping short, running into walls, falling over. Things get messy.
But now, what you're talking about there, that's actually just something that, can repetition take care of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it better to be able to overrun a position than it is to get them to the point to where they can run at the position in any capacity at all?
That depends on the situation. So
okay.
If your targets are obscured by a wall, then typically it's better to overrun the position by a step or two, adding a step to your stage, rather than stopping short and then having to take one step and then another step and another step, because every step you take jars your sight.
Okay. So you can tell I don't compete.
In that situation, yes. you can overrun it. But typically you don't want to overrun it. Let's say if you overrun a position, you end up outside of the shooting area. And then you have to get all the way back in before you can start shooting. Obviously, that would be a bad thing.
Yeah, I can imagine so, yeah. I had not thought, well, see, it's the last time, I think I was probably, I competed, the last time I competed was probably 29 years ago. And we were just shooting at bowling pins standing still. So, you know, that tells you right there how much I was doing.
Well, that's okay. It's better than not shooting.
Well, that's true. But now I prefer to just stand there and just shoot at the target and film it and do my very level best not to shoot myself in the face. Did you see that?
Did I see you shoot yourself in the face?
I was doing a video of of these three guns that are the same sort of form factor, where they have like the compact carry size slide, but the full size grip. And I was shooting steel at between 13 and 15 yards. And
got shrapneled.
I got shrapneled right in the side of the head.
Gotcha.
I just ducked down for a minute, came right back up, and emptied that magazine into that piece of steel. That piece of steel ain't going nowhere now. But, yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Well, I've been reprimanded by Mr. Fisher on that one. I have been reprimanded,
well,
so.
The minimum distance is 10 feet, and it sounds like you were beyond that. It was probably the angle of the steel.
It was something. It was one of those freakish things, because it came straight back at me.
Yeah, after the steel gets shot so many times, it changes the angle. It's supposed to be angled downward a little bit so that the spray goes more toward the ground.
Or, you know, towards the sides and everything. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. One more time. Website, book, charity. Please, ma'am.
Website, 180firearmstraining.com. You can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you want to set something up. The charity is www.specopscharity.com/Harley fundraiser. The book is available on Amazon, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
Very good. Hang on for me if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to speak to the nation about the coronavirus crisis tonight. During a meeting with Wall Street executives at the White House, the president says he will address the nation at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president also stressed his number one priority is the health of the country. The turbulence on Wall Street continues as the World Health Organization officially declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 1,465 points to finish at 23,553. Ted Weisenberg is with Seaport Securities. He tells Fox News,
We know that stocks overreact. They overreact on the upside, and they overreact on the downside.
Weisenberg continues,
people start to make mistakes and maybe do stupid things.
The S&P fell 141 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 392. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, and in addition to training with all kinds of people and teaching all kinds of people that have every physical attribute you could possibly want, she also trains the injured, the handicapped. I have seen some injuries out of the sandbox where these guys got caught in like a fire of some sort. And their hands have been really damaged by fire. And I mean, short of amputation, there's really no way to solve that issue. They just have to live with it. Do you have to train any people like that? Do you have any students like that?
I have trained people with multiple fingers, and they just have to grip them a little bit differently. Some them have to use a different finger to trigger.
Are you by chance in a different part of your wherever you were staying? Because now you're breaking up on me.
Oh.
Did you wander? Did you wander to the coffee maker?
I caught her.
Try that. You're getting a little better. Yeah. A little warmer. Yeah. Warmer.
Warm.
Hot.
Am I hot, Bill?
You are hot, Keita. You are hot.
All right. This is better. All right. So I have worked with guys who've been in explosions with AEDs.
Right.
And they've had to use a different finger for their trigger finger or grip the gun a little bit differently. So, yes, I can work with that. And some of them, actually, I have one guy in Texas who is a master class shooter. with multiple missing fingers. So it's not impossible. If you don't have legs, I will teach you to run and gun. If you don't have fingers, I will teach you how to grip the gun, particular to your condition.
The now, part of the problem they have is a lot of nerve damage, too, isn't it?
Yes. So they don't have a lot of feeling. Basically, they have to turn it into muscle memory and create new pathways based on what they're seeing and the results in their shooting.
Some of these guys, I'm sure, some of these injuries are really severe. And, I mean, yeah. I've seen them where they have, like, only two fingers left on the hand. Now, is there some way for you to teach them to grip a gun that way? How severe, to what degree of severity have you had to deal with?
So if they only have two fingers left on a hand, hopefully they have more fingers on the other hand. Then the hand with less fingers becomes their hand that pulls the trigger, because you don't want to overgrip with your trigger finger hand. Otherwise, you end up jerking the trigger. You want to grip harder with the non-dominant hand. So whichever hand has less fingers, that becomes the one that pulls the trigger.
Yeah. How many people, when you get them and you've taught them how to overcome this stuff, how many people actually do you see that are like, I can shoot again. I can do this again. I can do that again. How many? What and why does it now? I picture you as a pretty tough individual. How do you take that when you see that?
It makes me happy. It's rewarding. That's why I do what I do.
Right.
I pour my heart and soul into my students. Every thought is consumed with how I can help them and help them do better, help them succeed.
Now, with this kind of stuff where you're having to deal with severely impaired and injured and in some cases destroyed body mechanics and, you know, hands, legs, all these other things, maybe maybe they've lost muscle tissue in the arm and they're just not as strong as they used to be. When you take what you learn trying to overcome their shortcoming that is developed, does that help you when you get out there with another student who has just got it all, you know, no injuries, everything is there, and all, you know, they just need to be taught. Does that help you out in any way?
No, because I still look at it the same way. It doesn't matter what injury you have. Everyone has their shortcomings. When you're a shooter, there's stuff that you can't do, and we have to work around it. Everybody's body moves differently.
Yeah. You're starting to break up on me again. Florida must be a bad state to be on the phone. This happens to me all the time with people on Florida. Florida must be a bad state.
I'm not sure where the router is located. I guess it's in this room somewhere.
Well, let's see if we can. We got about 2 minutes left in this segment, and then we'll try to get you to move around during the break. But as you go forward, will you continue to do these kinds of classes, teaching these kinds of individuals to try to help them? This is not only teaching them how to shoot. This is teaching them how to adapt and overcome, which is sort of a lesson they can apply in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely. Yes. It's something that I start.
Now, do you train them as part of your regular classes? Do they come and integrate into your regular classes, or do you train just a whole group of people that are hurt? Keita? Have we lost Keita? We lost Keita. Florida. Florida is the, you know, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't generalize. I should not generalize. The importance of this is that for some of these guys, they get out there and, like, they come to this moment when they're in recovery after they've been put back together or something, to where they're asking themselves, look what has happened to me. How do I overcome this? what is the point of this, and all these other things. And then we start getting things like, you know, 22 veterans killing themselves daily. Because you take a bunch of young men who went overseas, went into combat, body strong, body proud, and then they get broken, they get torn apart, they walk on something that explodes underneath them, and that takes them to first of all, they have to deal with the immediate aftermath of that and trying to get put back together, trying to heal, trying to get out of the hospital and get back out into society, but they never really get all the way back out. And with Keita, yeah, she just sent me a text saying that she dropped the call. With Keita, she takes them and shows them, well, you can't do it the way you used to, but you can still do it. And that is of monumental importance. We should not have 22 veterans killing themselves simply because they got hurt. Especially today. I mean, some of these guys today, there's all kinds of programs for them if they can get into them. But unfortunately, our government sort of dropped them, fumbled that ball. So the importance of what Keita does and some of these other people, what they do, is very, very, very important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I understand that we do have the weaponized woman back. Is this true, Keita?
Yeah, I saw something shiny.
You saw something shiny?
You know, shiny things.
So, you know, that's perfectly okay. I saw the going back to the Harley pictures. Keita had been posing with a Harley. She posed in evening wear, although you actually looked the part in the latest ones you put on Instagram. You look like you just need a jacket and a helmet and, you know, go ride that bike. There's no so to it. I was like, well, she looks like she could handle that. There's no so.
A little bit of that today.
Do you ride bikes? Do you ride a Harley or a motorcycle?
I don't. No. I did, I can't remember what it's called. It's like a simulator where they take a Harley and they put it up on blocks so you can go through the shifting and the braking and how everything works without actually being on the road.
Hmm.
So that's what I did today, and they told me it was a quick study. But maybe that's because I'm one of the 5 people in the U.S. that knows how to drive stick.
So, all that being said, are you going to get a bike? Are you going to start riding a bike?
I don't know. We'll see.
I think you should. Although,
I want to.
Well, I mean, I've thought about getting one, but then I come to my senses. Only because I would have a wreck on one. I mean, even a car, I like to ride fast, so.
Yeah, me too. I've always wanted to, but, you know, then had a kid, and bike insurance is kind of steep, so there's always an excuse.
Well, the biggest problem I would have with a Harley is, how much does a Harley weigh, like 400 pounds or something? I mean, if I lay that down, and inevitably everybody that rides one is going to lay down the bike, then you got to pick it back up.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to get something like some sort of a crotch rocket or something that weighs like, you know, 100 pounds that I could get back up on his wheels a little easier.
Ooh. I saw one today that's made out of carbon fire at the Kawasaki booth at the Daytona Bike Week. That was pretty cool. Worth like $50,000, though.
You know, carbon fiber is so expensive, but like people that ride bicycles that are made out of carbon fiber, those things come apart.
Super lightweight.
They're super lightweight, but I mean, they cannot take the stress over and over again. Like on a mountain bike, you don't want a carbon fiber mountain bike. Because
you want aluminum.
Yeah, you're going to break it. So I wonder how they do it with a motorcycle, I guess some of the frame and everything is metal that's taking all of the force, and it's covered in carbon fiber. Am I right?
Right. I would think so, yeah.
I would hope so. Anyway, if you haven't seen Kita's Instagram, it's under Kita Bussy, and right? Is that what it's under?
Yep. B-U-S-S-E.
And, she's been hanging out with a bunch of people trying to give away a Harley bike down in Daytona for Bike Week, right? Is it Bike Week this week?
Yeah. Yep.
So sure. She did a series of pictures, and I'm just like, where's her helmet? Why is she? Why didn't they do this out on the road? Because she looks the part. So that's all I was That's all
yeah,
I was
actually had the opportunity to meet a couple of Major League Baseball players, too.
I saw that.
The trip to the Yankees. Tyler. And another batter from the Red Sox.
I don't follow baseball anymore either, Keith. It's okay. I couldn't tell you any player on any of the modern sport, any of today's sporting teams. I stopped when Mark Gastineau joined the NFL. I quit watching.
Felipe Lopez was the other one.
So
cool, dude.
Yep. Have you gotten to meet Gary Sinise?
I have not met Gary Sinise yet, but he is working with the charity.
I'd be leveraging my buddyship with old Max Martini and making that happen. I'm sure he could put that together.
Yeah, I did meet Max Martini, and his girlfriend's very sweet, too.
Yes, when you brought them to the booth, I thought she was very nice as well. But let me ask you a question. How come you aren't being picked up and put in a flick?
I'm not an actress.
Well, they wouldn't hire you to be an actress. They'd hire you to be a shooter. They want... You know, they go to all these steps nowadays to ensure that the actors look
double.
Stunt double, something. I think you could pull that off. You're pretty physical. You could do a bunch of stuff. I mean, look, I don't remember her name, but she was an MMA fighter. Her name escaped me. Not Ronda Rousey, but the one that came before her. And they put her in all kinds of... Listen, they put Chuck Norris in movies.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris couldn't act in a sixth grade play.
You probably met him, too, at NRA last year.
I met him years ago, long years ago, decades ago, before he got arthritis and before he started dyeing his hair, because he's a redhead.
And before he was with Glock.
Before he was with Glock, yeah. Well, I mean, he's been with Glock post Lone Wolf McQuaid, post whatever that TV show he had, Texas Rangers. But, I mean, yeah, he's been with Glock since all of this other stuff. He used to be a revolver guy. Big revolver guy. Let me ask you a question, because I'm looking at a picture of our buddy Fisher here. Do you run any guns with optics?
I don't. I mean, I've played with them, but I don't shoot them in competition. Well, I take that back. I have with PCC.
Now, would you carry a gun with an optic? Do you think that's going to be, like, for older people, do you think an optic is a good idea?
I suppose it depends what its use is.
Well, it's just a faster way to, acquire the sight. I mean, when you go to Steve's class, he just says, put the sight on top of the target, pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
He really makes it simple. He makes it sound really simple. Of course, then he does that, hits it in, the space of about, I don't know, a half a dollar. And we're just spraying all over the place. We're hitting more white than we are black initially.
Well, another thing to be aware of is if you're shooting with a dot, you're going to have an offset. So if you're shooting a close-range target right in front of you and you aim dead center, you're going to hit low. You have to aim a little bit higher than where you intend to hit, and you have to have that memorized. So if you're going to be carrying with an optic, definitely make sure you know where your offset is, exactly where it is, so you know exactly where to aim and hit what you want to hit.
Makes sense. Steve was making us zero these at 25 yards. And then
again, depends on what you're using it for.
We were using it as a combat pistol, as a... Hey, that guy wants to shoot me, so I have to shoot him first, pistol. Which was the way I took it anyway. Maybe I wasn't supposed to take it that way. I don't know. He was just telling us about...
Well, I don't know what Steve was having you zero for, but typically, at least for competition shooting, I recommend about 18 yards.
Yeah. He was using that distance because he said the length of any grocery aisle in any grocery store in the United States averages 25 yards. And you might have to take a shot at that distance. He said, taking a shot
as long as he has a reason.
Yeah. Well, Steve has a reason, just like you.
That's a reason that makes sense.
It does make sense. It makes sense. It makes plenty of sense. Now, before we got about 40 seconds left, one more time, I want you to give out the website, the book, and the charity, please.
180firearmstraining.com. My email is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. The book is Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, available on Amazon. And the charity is SecOpsCharity.com/Harley Fundraiser.
When they send you to these far off venues, maybe they could get you a big satellite phone with a big old antenna on it for you.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm hiding in a little spot here that I can't move from, otherwise my call drops.
There you go. Well, we're out of here. We're out of time. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll talk to you soon. Coming up next, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.